Now joined by the softball coach at Grundy R5 High School, combining with Newtown Harris again with sports this fall, at least for baseball and softball. So Ty Stillwell going to be making his way down to coach up the girls here for, let's see, practice tonight and then a trip up to Mercer tomorrow. Tri-County will be at Grundy on Thursday and Brashear on Friday. How are you doing today, Coach?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Kind of your impressions of the softball team, what they have. I know it's kind of been a little bit of a rebuilding season, but it looks like they've been making some strides of late.
Yeah, you know, the start of the year was definitely about rebuilding, figuring out who played where the best. And, you know, the last couple weeks, they've made a lot of strides and played a lot more competitive.
Yeah, competitively, they had a pretty good day at the Milan tournaments. Certainly, it wasn't a win, but the effort against South Harrison is pretty good. Step back against Novinger, you know, were the last two games kind of steps in the wrong direction, it felt like, for the girls?
Yeah, you know, we just got to get back around the right back track. You know, sometimes when you play at a high level and you haven't played at a high level before, you get too used to that feeling and you don't come prepared every day. So kind of took some steps in the wrong direction, looking to take steps back in the right direction this week.
Yeah, this is not the first time you've been a head coach. So as far as, you know, it's an interesting quandary to be in because you obviously want to have those good performances, but the consistency of having good performances can be troublesome. What's kind of the best way to say, you know, we're not expecting perfection out of you, but when you do have those good performances, what's the best way that you can find as a head coach to kind of make sure that they keep moving in a good direction?
Just reiterating the fact that we got to keep building off what we've done on the day prior. You know, every day is just a new day to take a step forward from where we were yesterday. So just really building off our last game, taking the goods from the game and learning how to make them even better and taking the negative aspects and learning from those so we don't repeat those errors.
When I was talking with Coach Littleton about it last week, she really liked the performance from the Milan tournament. Did you see the same, that the girls did make good progress against Milan and Novinger?
Yeah, they made good progress during that tournament.
So with Novinger, with Winston, you know, certainly as I'm looking at the scoreboard here, the numbers that stand out are 12 runs given up against Novinger and then 18 to Winston. That's not all, you know, at the Class 1 level, that is not all on the pitcher more often than not. Is that just a case of you got to be able to make plays and get off the field and get the bats back in your hands?
Yeah, absolutely. Both teams hit the ball well that night, so we just got to be ready to make plays going forward and, you know, back up our pitcher a little bit better.
So, you know, from a confidence standpoint, you know, it's a young team, you know, building on confidence. How much do you feel like is the fact that you can play with people? You just got to believe that you can play with people. Is that kind of the number one thing you're working on at this point?
Yeah, I'd say that's one of the big things right now is just flipping that mentality to playing competitive with some of these better teams. And as we start to learn how to play competitive, then we kind of start flipping that competitive mentality to trying to win those games as well.
So Mercer, I believe they have a game tonight. In fact, I know they do, although I don't off the top of my head know who it's against because they got games the next four nights. So you got to practice tonight. You go to Mercer tomorrow. As of this recording, they've won 8 in a row. How challenging is it to get the girls not to worry about the opponent but worry about themselves? Is that easier said than done?
Yeah, it's a lot easier said than done. Mercer's a great team, and you know, I think everybody knows that. So trying not to focus on them too much right now. We're just got to work on making ourselves better before we can really start focusing on too much on the outside of things.
First time around, this is a wild game. You went to Jamesport a couple of weeks ago. You lost 24-14. Next time around, you got Jamesport coming to Galt on Thursday. What needs to be different the second time around, Coach?
A little bit more patience at the plate. You know, I think both teams struggle to throw strikes that night, so a little bit more patience looking to hit balls that we want to hit. And then just executing in the field is the biggest thing.
And that's how, when you're talking about, you know, making plays in the field, how much of that is, you know, being prepared if the ball does come at you, you're prepared to field it. And if the ball comes your way, not only are you going to field it, but you're going to make the play. How much is it kind of a double-edged sword for the girls?
It is, you know, of course we kind of talked about how young the team is, so a lot of these girls are still getting used to playing these new positions that they've been asked to play on this team, so just getting repetitions at those spots is going to make them a little bit better, so hopefully the farther we get into the season, the more likely we are to make those plays.
Yeah, you have, you know, 3 weeks, I guess, you know, a month might be pushing it a little bit, but as far as between now and districts, it's a little bit less than a month. Your goal is taking over the program here, Coach, for the second half of the season. What are kind of the things that you would like to see moving forward, the girls, aside from wins and losses, kind of achieve here over the next 3.5 weeks?
I just want to see him build each and every day, kind of build off what we did yesterday and get just a little bit better each and every day. You know, if we do that, then we can start talking about playing competitive when it comes to the last week of a regular season and maybe putting together a couple competitive games during district. That's just the biggest thing right now is just building and becoming a better team and as better individuals.
Building process, Ian Hand here at Grundy for the next handful of weeks. They're at Mercer tomorrow night. Tri-County at Grundy R5 on Thursday. Brashear at Grundy R5 on Friday night. Coach Stillwell, appreciate you joining us. Best of luck for the rest of the season. We'll catch up with you again on Monday.
Thank you, and thank you for our sponsors.